Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I am so glad that you are here. I'm going to tell you right now, we have got an incredible, incredible program lined up for you today. You're going to love every minute of it, so I hope you can be with me for the entire 2 hours. Bottom of hour number two, we will have Annalisa Pesek will be with us. She is at the Mike Lindell Symposium, so we'll get an update from her on that. She also covered the events that took place in Portland over the weekend, and we'll get her input with regards to all of that. And man, I love how Sean Fuchs said from the stage, hey, we're here to praise God, and we're just going to give a warning right now to those of you that are here that want to hurt people or cause disruption. If you start that, we will show you what's called the laying on of hands. I love it. I just love it. All right, Dr. Tom Barrett coming up top of the next hour. He'll be with us. We'll talk with him about asset strategies, inflation, and the war on the dollar. Dr. Brian Dmitrovic is with us, and this is going to be an incredible interview about Reaganomics and supply side economics. We'll give you a real explanation of what those are, and then we're going to go through some of the progression of the history from Ronald Reagan to George Bush to Bill Clinton to Obama to George W. Trump did, the whole ball of wax. We'll give it to you coming up. It's going to be very interesting, Dr. Brian Dmitrovic. Well, I'm very pleased, though, to welcome as my very first guest today. He is a man of great courage. He has come out to speak the truth about what is happening on the inside at Facebook. And I've got Facebook live feeds going right now. I can just see them going dark. Just going dark. But that's all right, because we're at TECNTV.com. If you're watching on Facebook and they shut the switch, go to TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com, and we welcome that audience. And in addition to that, you can also go over, and I would really encourage you, get an account at clouthub.com. clouthub.com. We'll talk about that with Ryan Hartwig right now. Ryan, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Pastor Greg.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, first of all, we want to let people know you've got a brand new book out, Behind the Mask of Facebook, and we want to tell people, go to your website, ryanhartwig.org, ryanhartwig.org, and get this book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, and learn how to fight big tech censorship to protect free speech. Critically important. And I assume it's in some other places as well.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, but I know a lot of people aren't a big fan of Amazon, but it's on IndieBound and bookshop.org. But okay. Yeah, it's crucial for anyone who's interested about big tech. We'll talk about it more in detail, but yeah, it's a detailed look into behind the scenes at Facebook. Yep.
Well, let's start with this question. Do you believe there's a relationship between Facebook and the government?
I think there is, and I think it's pretty clear from a couple of weeks ago when we had that press conference with Jen Psaki that Facebook's flagging posts to give to the government, and so that's where it's really, really dangerous, and where there's Section 230, and there's some other lawsuits that we could do against not only Twitter and Facebook but against the government. But yeah, as someone who worked as a content censor for Facebook for nearly 2 years, I saw behind the scenes what Facebook was doing, flagging posts that were political posts, censoring conservatives, and it needs to stop. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought that in, because that really leads into my next question very well. Mark Zuckerberg's testified that Silicon Valley is predominantly liberal. So his defense is look, it's really not about any internal policies. It's just it's the nature of the people that I hire. Talk to me about that, would you, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a bubble. I mean, those and all that. But in Zuckerberg, you can testify that they don't censor political speech. But I have specific examples, and for those who don't know, I filmed with a hidden camera when I worked at Facebook, and so I have concrete examples of them telling us they were looking for urgent, they wanted urgent visibility into the Democrat debates. So they wanted to flag all these political trends. So why are you flagging all these trends if you're not going to do anything about the post? And we were basically enforcing election fraud during the 2018 midterms and beyond. And so, Facebook really is, they're a political animal, and they're letting their bias creep in many, many ways. So in the book Behind the Mask of Facebook, I have about 40 examples plus of them doing exactly this on themes such as abortion. They didn't consider abortion a violent death. And for Facebook, their internal policy says that fetuses are not considered human. So if you're that biased against, Christians and conservatives,
right,
you have no right, censoring viewpoints on our nation's town hall, our digital town hall.
Well, again, and I got to tell you, folks, I was praying, what should I ask him? So I know God's actually overseeing this interview, because as you speak, you're leading right into my next question. So that brings up the question: Is Facebook a threat to our constitutional republic? And I want to give you two questions at once, so you can kind of expound on this. But the first part of it is Facebook a threat to our constitutional republic? And the second part is how seriously should we take this threat?
Okay. You look at the Constitution, you look at the Fifth Amendment, due process. Facebook is depriving us of liberty and property. Now, here's an example. So if I go to McDonald's on the corner to go buy something, and I start causing problems, the McDonald's employee is going to call the authorities, right? They're going to kick me out. So they call the authorities, which is who? The police.
Okay.
Now, in this situation, Facebook is acting like McDonald's, and they're also acting like the police, because they're the ones that kick you off. So they're taking on that role of the government. And so really what we need to do is, it's a huge threat to our Constitution. There's no, the rules are not applied uniformly. So one idea would be to sue the government under the Fifth Amendment for due process. And that's a proposal I'm working on with Jason Fick, who also has a previous lawsuit against Facebook. But yeah, it definitely is a threat to our Constitution, because the founding fathers didn't intend for a few private companies to control everything.
Right.
Unfortunately, we've seen that trend in the last 20 years with other private companies kind of dominating other aspects of our social life. But yeah, I mean, even Clarence Thomas, he gave an opinion last year about this issue. And really, Section 230, what it comes down to is the delegation doctrine. So Congress is delegating power or authority that they don't have to begin with, which is the censor for your free speech. They give that authority to Facebook. So that's where it's dangerous, where Facebook's actually acting as an agency right now, a government agency. So we should be able to sue them under the Fifth Amendment. So it's a huge risk to our country. And I think it's probably the biggest threat that we face. I mean, back in December, we had Senator Cory Booker. He basically suggested that they ban Trump from Facebook. And what happened half a month later, they banned him from Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
So it is very dangerous.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and I've experienced it. I've been banned from YouTube for doing interviews with Dr. Judy Mikovits. And I've been banned for life from Twitter. The last thing that I did there was, as I referred to Eric Swalwell as a Chinese spy whore. and when I say that, people go, "Well, he is." Yeah, I know. That's right. He slept with a prostitute for 4 years, a Chinese spy, and he hired her girls that worked for her. She was the madam, hired her girls and put them in very highly sensitive areas within our intelligence community. And Reuters just came out with an investigation that shows that China is now using an NSA product in order to spy on us. Well, where'd they get that from? Gee, I wonder. Scratch your head. All right. I want to ask you a couple more. I've got a couple more questions here, and we're going to be moving this into the break. So the first one is this. There's a lot of people that are out there that are saying, well, you know what? It's time to leave. We just got to get out of Facebook. We got to go find somewhere else. And look, you've got to be prepared. If they're going to shut you down, which they may, and I've heard lots of rumors that big shutdown is coming in the next little bit. You need to have somewhere else that you've gone to, somewhere else that you've moved to, so that you can have, you know, a platform. And there's a lot of great ones out there. Parler, MeWe, I'm using Clout Hub as another one. Gab is another one that a lot of people are going to. My point, though, and my question, though, is should we surrender the platform? Is that a good strategy?
Yeah, that's a really good question. My Twitter account got suspended in January. I'm not sure why, but yeah, that's the problem, because it's a huge Twitter and Facebook, huge platforms. All the conservatives leave, and it's just even a bigger echo chamber for the left.
Yeah.
So I don't think we should abandon them completely. I mean, if you have an account there, okay, sure, keep it. At least on Twitter. I'm not sure about Facebook, but you know, we want to stay everywhere as possible. It's getting harder and harder to do that.
Yeah.
I like personally like Gab. There's a new one coming out called Free Space that I'm looking into. But it's you know, Facebook and Twitter, and I know a lot of conservatives who still use it because, you know, there's still a lot of people on there and it's a good platform for that, but they've obviously betrayed our trust. You know, it's kinda like with Amazon Prime. Like my dad, he unsubscribed from Amazon Prime after, you know, January, after they removed Parler from the internet.
Right.
And it's just so dangerous how much power they have. But if, you know, if every single American who is fed up with Amazon all quit the same day, you know, who knows? They might fill in the bottom line, but that's the issue. These companies are so rich and powerful, it's hard to, as a consumer, to make a dent in it.
Well, and the other problem with Amazon, to jump in with that, because I'm on Amazon Prime. Two things. Number one, you know, as an entertainment value, there's a lot of films over there you can get. Now I love PureFlix. I love a lot of the stuff that they do, but if you're on PureFlix, you can't get a lot of the other stuff that you might want to watch. The other thing is, if you live in a rural area like I do, it's difficult. Their box stores are an hour to 2 hours away from me, and that's not always convenient. So there's a challenge, and I hear it, and I agree with it, and I'm waiting for somebody to come out with something different. Stay tuned, Ryan. I've got, because the next big thing is this. What's the greatest way to fight back? We'll talk about that coming up right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, and you can get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Couple of quick things, frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Do check it out. There's some big things going on today. Encourage you, if you get a chance, to go over there and take a look at what Mike's doing. Mike is working really hard for our country. He's spending his fortune, really, on trying to make sure that our country has fair elections. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, he's just saying, hey, there's cheaters here. We need to stop the cheaters from cheating and get to the truth. That's it. Bottom line, that's the real deal. And so check that out. And if you want to support him at frankspeech.com, order your product there. Use the code Pastor Greg. You will help support us here on our ministry and our ministry for India. And you will also help Mike because he pulled his ads from Fox. And I don't blame him. I'm glad he did. But that's $1 million a week, not just for them, but for him, because it's a 50-50 split. So let's help make up that difference. Go to frankspeech.com and use Pastor Greg as your code. All right, Ryan Hartwig is my guest. Behind the Mask of Facebook is the book. Behind the Mask of Facebook, go to ryanhartwig.org. ryanhartwig.org, and you can order your copy. Encourage you to do that. Ryan, what is the greatest way that people can fight back? In your opinion, and I believe it's an expert opinion because you were there, you looked behind the scenes, you've seen behind the curtain, you know what the Wizard of Oz is up to. What is the greatest way that we can fight this?
Yeah, one of the biggest ways to fight back is obviously just, you know, using alternate media, using those, you know, you mentioned Frank Speech, you mentioned earlier we mentioned Gab, using these alternate platforms, because we're going to have to eventually create a parallel infrastructure for payment processing, for social media, for everything. Because this seems like a war that the left is willing to wage, a cancel culture war. And then the second thing is just, you know, getting involved with lawsuits. There's the, you know, Trump's lawsuit that came out about 3 weeks ago, where it's a class action, anybody can join. And there's other lawsuits. So just being aware of those.
Yeah.
But reading my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, is really eye-opening. Because it really tells you like what exactly they're doing. You need to know what's happening behind scenes, so you're informed about what exactly they're doing. And it's ironic because there was a civic audit done by conservatives of Facebook while I was there, and they turned up with this audit. It was with John Kyle, former Senator John Kyle, coming from the law firm, and they really didn't turn up much. And so it really took like an insider like me, someone who blew the whistle, filming with a hidden camera, to really expose them. I mean, they're making exceptions all the time to favor their buddies. You know, Don Lemon gets exceptions, even though he breaks Facebook's rules, Alyssa Milano. Mm-hmm. So, it's important to be educated to fight back against big tech. They're clearly monopolies, as I like to call it, duopolies with Google and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But we are really facing like one of the biggest threats, not just for the United States Constitution, but for the world, because these policies that I enforced were global. And we have election policies in throughout the world. And it's funny you mentioned Mike Lindell, because I have a chapter in my book about election fraud and about, you know, I mentioned Peter Navarro, mm-hmm. and Patrick Byrne actually endorsed my book. But, you know, elections are just one of the biggest ways that we see Facebook's influence, how they, you know, donated millions of dollars leading up to the election, and how they're just censoring election content on Facebook.
Well, let me add this, and Mike brought this out during his symposium. There was a particular company that there was concerns about their involvement in election fraud, and they were getting ready to, you know, pull information or what have you. Zuckerberg bought that company. He just went, Facebook just went, bought that company, and that ended that. So, it's serious, folks. It is serious. And we need to both be loud on the platform for as long as we can and find alternative means to get our messages out there. Ryan Hartwig, thanks for being here with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.